What highlights of your time in Gloucester have we not managed to cover, Mickey?
I just enjoyed every minute of it. It's a rugby city, isn't it? And when they were talking a few years ago about moving from this ground to somewhere else, I just thought I don't want to see that take place. Oh, this road here on a match day is electric, isn't it? With all the pubs overspilling with people with a pint in their hand and the cherry and white shirts and everything. And the atmosphere is special out there, I think. It gives the team a lift, doesn't it? And some of the great clubs we play as well. I mean, I was up at Leicester last week, and all the ex-Leicester players who I used to play against, we were reminiscing the matches we used to play. Last year when they came here, we were up in the box, and David Matthews, he's a life member up there now, he's a farmer, and he's Mickey, come here. He said, see that Gillette sign over there? I said, yeah. He said, that's where I flattened you, wasn't it? And I said, yeah. I said, I can still feel it too. And I went, David, I said, see that soap advert down there? And he said, yeah. I said, that's where I got Burton to flatten you. He just laughed. But that's the beauty of our club being as it is, and the Leicesters and the Baths and the Bristols and the Quins and all those. There's still a few around who are there to reminisce our playing days, which is rather nice. Yeah. That's all we got to talk about now.
We've got plenty to look back at, though. How about other sports, Mickey?
I enjoyed playing cricket. Yeah. Up is the best cricketer we've had here. I think Don Rutherford played minor county cricket. I think he played for Northumberland. But we always had an annual match with the Gloucester City Cricket Club. And before my time, Canon Hughes played in the cricket match. And the great Gloucestershire spin bowler, Tom Goddard, was playing for the city at cricket. And I think Mervyn hit him for three consecutive sixes or something, which didn't go down very well with Tom Goddard. But we used to play against the city on our annual Gloucester Rugby Club, Gloucester City Cricket Club. And we invariably got the better of them. We had some good cricketers in our team. David Ainge, Oppy, Bob Smith was a good cricketer. Fordy could whack him. He'd go in and swing his bat like. But I enjoyed my cricket. And then...
Well, of course, the rugby club been very close to the cricket club right from the very start of the rugby club.
Yeah, it was a bit of a turmoil to start with, wasn't it? When they put the salt on the pitch and when the poor horse dropped dead, you got that story down there, did you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that's interesting reading. This club's all about history, isn't it? I think so, anyway. And when I was too lazy to run around the boundary, I took up lawn, bowls. Yeah. And I played for 25 years at Barnwell Bowling Club, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I didn't play last year.
Played for the county, didn't you?
Well, that's nothing. That's like playing for Barnwood Seconds, that is. Yeah, it's all the old committee, all the old dodgery committee, that is, yeah.
And do you still get to all the games here at King's Home?
I come to, and go to the away games. I'll go with Peter and Eric Vick and Alan Townsend. We go to the games, I should hopefully going up to the Wasps on Saturday. Got some mates up there at the Wasps, nice chaps, Alan Black and Bob Collier and people like that.
Talking about your last match, what memories have you got of that?
Not very good ones.
No.
Not very good ones. It was so sad, really, because that was the first ever time they had competitive rugby. Mm. And we played all our games away, and I can remember Peter Ford chatting to us. He'd finished by then. He said, you better be aware of the rules. After 80 minutes, if it's a draw, and each side have got the same one try, one penalty, you've got to play 10 minutes each way extra time or something like that. We went to Bath, and we didn't have the best of sides, but we beat Bath. We then went to Bristol, and they came out wearing yellow shirts, and that we had the game won once they come out wearing anything. And we played well at Bristol. After that, we had to go to the best side in the country at the time, London Welsh. Yeah. who contained about 7 British Lions who had just returned from New Zealand, and they won a series 2-1 and one drawn. And I can always remember sharing a room with Mike Potter, and he used to smoke. And he kept saying, I don't know about tomorrow. He said, it's Mervyn Davies. I said, Potter. I said, you'll turn him inside out. And Potter had the game of his life, he did. So Mervyn Davies was going up in the line now before you could lift. And as he came down, as soon as his feet hit the ground like that, Potter threw him right over his shoulder like that. So he was on my side then. And Potter scored the winning try. So they had Gerald Davies and all those Welsh internationals, and we won that one. And then in the semi-final, away again, we went up to Coventry, who were ever so strong in those days with all those internationals. And that's the fiercest game I've ever played in my life. That was just mayhem. That was a real battle, that was. From the kick-off, it all went up in the air, you know. And Air Commodore Larry Lamb was the referee. I think he left his whistle in his pocket 10 minutes longer than he should have done, but we managed to make a draw, and the away team went through, and we played such wonderful rugby up to the final. And when it got to the final, it all went pear-shaped, really. We won, but we didn't play very well, and that was sad, really, because it could have been a better game than it was. But you know, they talk about winning ugly now, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
That was what we did, I think, that day.
Better than losing.
Well, that's right. You know, I mean, it's nice to be the first to do something, and we were the first people. That was the top competition in those days, which has now been overtaken by the obviously the Heineken Cup is the best competition you've been playing. I don't know what they call that competition now. There's what's the one we go to Cardiff in? Is that the LV or something?
Yeah, the LV, yeah. The Anglo Welsh.
That's what Liverpool Victoria Insurance, isn't it? Yeah. That's Anglo Welsh, is it?
Yeah.
Right. So, and what's the other one then?
Well, the other one we're in this season is the Amblin Cup, which is the sort of the European second level.
Is it?
Yeah. Below the Heineken.
Yeah, they've amalgamated, I think, the competition I was on about into this LV, I think, for the Welsh Cup. So we've got to go to Cardiff, isn't it? I'd like to go there. They play on a new football ground, don't they? Mm. At Cardiff, yeah.
You have anything else you wanted to cover, John?
Almost there, are we?
I think so.
I think we are about there.
Oh, that's lovely. Yes, well done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Be fascinating to listen to all your stories.
Well, you just be careful what you put down, man. I don't want any solicitors knocking on my door or anything like that. So I didn't go too far with the tours.
No. I think we'll have to meet again. We'll have to take you down the pub first.